Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A friend of mine, and possibly the biggest Gophers fan on the planet, Nadine Babu, tweeted out something this week that made me do a double take. She said, a lot of friends have told me they've needed to take a break from the news and social media, which I totally understand. However, black people don't get to take a break from being black. It's infuriating, scary, and terrifying what could happen any day to them. Joining us now is Representative Raina Moran, DFL from St. Paul. She's chair of the People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. And we are so glad to have Representative Moran with us this morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Representative, I saw that chokeholds have been banned in the city of Minneapolis. And
yes.
Officers now have to report and intervene anytime they see any unauthorized use of force by another officer. Is a step in the right direction?
It is definitely a step in the right direction. You know, we are fortunate enough to have law enforcement officers who have a sworn duty to serve and protect our community and hopefully to do less harm. And we know those chokeholds, and if we want to stop what we've seen happen with George Floyd and so many others throughout history, that the very basic way that we can do that is to ban the chokeholds and allow officers to intervene when they see one of their partners going beyond the, you know, capture and frisk and subdue and put them into the vehicle. When they see that they have gone beyond that process, that is their responsibility to intervene.
And keep, Representative, right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and just a matter of keeping people, those individuals, as much as possible, you know, alive, that whatever they have encountered, those consequences will come with someone healthy and their well-being being at the forefront.
Can you talk a little bit about accountability when it comes to the justice system and policing in general, and what specifically does the new legislation introduced this week, focusing on police and criminal justice reform, what is in that? What are your specific suggestions? How do we move forward and improve the situation for everyone?
Yeah. So first, let me just say this, because you know, I hear many of my colleagues, especially my Republican colleagues, you know, rural legislators, talk about how they see law enforcement in their community, how they know their sheriffs of the town and officers, and how they go to church with them, and they're a critical part of the community. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And so often that's how African-Americans and blacks want to feel too. We want to feel that connection. We want to, you know, help them maybe be on foot patrol, you know, getting close to the community in which they're serving, and not just policing these areas, but getting to know individuals as people, as Mrs. Johnson and her sons down the street, so much as they were back in their community. That is something that we crave for also, but that is not the encounters that we have had or traditionally do have often. As a mother of four sons, you know, who has to teach her sons that, you know, if whether you're walking down the street or in your vehicle and a police officer come, because often they feel nervous, they begin to sweat, they begin to feel uncomfortable, not because they did anything wrong, but just because of the negative relationship and contact that seems to happen just because they are a young black boy or man. That's what we feel. And so accountability is what, you know, my real colleagues would say, you know, they're just to serve and protect and keep us safe. But when that doesn't happen, you have to be accountable for your action when excessive use of force has happened. Whether someone died because of excessive force or because of they have been roughed up, find themselves in the hospital, and then they die too. And so what we have put in some measures that we think would be more foundational, that's kind of like gets to the root of the problem, and that is there's no accountability and oversight in that brotherhood. Our goal is to make sure that the good cops do not become bad cops and the bad cops do not get away with excessive force. It's just that really just that simple. And to make a system where laws and policies and practice are in place that they have to abide by. And so we look at the BCA, you know, because the BCA is so often connected to county attorneys and police officers to ask for an independent entity. We're looking at the post board where the licensing and the training and the reprimand could happen within that process and who's on that board. So we want to put some really practical responsibilities and accountabilities on that post board. Because if they don't do it, what are the consequences of it? There are no consequences. And we all have to live in a world society where the consequences for bad actors and bad behavior. And that should not be any different from police officers who are there to protect and serve communities around the state of Minnesota. And so that's pretty, you know, and then we want to, you know, also believe that if we're going to have a strong police system where trust begins to happen, where the partnership of the community and law enforcement is more hand-in-hand, is to put more community, diverse community members on that post board, because we just bring a different perspective and insight into the conversations. And I think that is always needed, that we are going beyond our own knowledge and our own information and our own worldview. And so that's pretty much an overview of what we're trying to do and why.
We're talking with Representative Raina Moran, Chair of the People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. I mean, what you said resonated with me about police officers knowing their neighborhoods and knowing the people in their neighborhoods because they live there. I mean, is that one of the recommendations, that if you're a Minneapolis cop, you should live in Minneapolis?
Well, not really in it's a municipality. So it doesn't have to be directly in Minneapolis, but it's the municipality, and that is usually decided by, you know, locally what that municipality may be. But that, yes, that is one of the recommendations.
What about qualified immunity, some of these shield laws? What can or should be done at a local level versus state and federal? Does your legislation go into qualified immunity?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I can say about that is that, you know, what I really enjoy seeing the Minneapolis City Council step up and put some practical pieces forward. You know, and I think some local localities doing that is important, you know, because I do think that not every community and neighborhood are the same. But as a state legislator who is for all of the People of Color Indigenous Caucus that we call our Posse Caucus, who bring an array of insight and diversity and needs from our respective community, we know that we are not always able to move those type of bills immediately, successfully, because in my mind, you know, politics gets in the way sometimes of good things happening. And we do believe that these policies are really good things. They're reasonable, there's accountability, but politics gets in the way, or people's worldviews, or how they see other communities, right? And so it's just really important that right now, at this moment where we are in our country, and knowing over the history of our culture of policing, incarceration rates, over-policing certain communities, that now is really a good time that we need to move forward in the 21st century, look at policing through a different lens, you know, excessive force, military type of policing. You know, we have to get to a place of humanity here. We're not trying to take away police powers to do what they're sworn to do, but these excessive behaviors that we see sometimes, we come up with some bad cops that makes good cops look bad, and it just really deteriorates the institution where there's absolutely no trust, and we can do better.
Representative, last question. We have less than a minute. Is there anything that gives you a sense of optimism or hope?
What has given me optimism was the visual that we saw of George Floyd being murdered at the hands of a police officer. Because had that visual not been there, the report that they made that was false would have been what we know about it, and people would have continued to believe in their head that he must have did something wrong to deserve that, and the cops did nothing. That visual brought to light what so many of us know happened way too often. And so that visual of having those cameras, having people have the ability, you know, our police officers with their body cams, it should have been on. We have not seen that those visuals yet. That gives me hope that we're moving forward, and we're moving forward saying that we need to know, we need to see. Because sometimes, you know, people make up stuff.
Right. Representative, thank you so much, Representative Raina Moran.
Yes.
Really appreciate the update, and best wishes to you and your constituents, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you
it.
You bet.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Bye.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.